You're listening to Nick's Knacks on KFKA, hosted by Nick Kenny. Nick is the CEO of the Greeley Philharmonic Orchestra and the 2019 Greeley Chamber Ambassador of the Year. Nick's Knacks also touches on local and global issues through Nick's perspective, offering unique insights into the world's happenings. Prepare to learn something new in this thought-provoking and entertaining show.
Road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Nick's Knacks on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA here in the Allo Communications Studios in downtown Greeley. It's good to be back and have, well, it's the two-year anniversary of Nick's Knacks.
What?
I know. 2 years has gone by. May of 2020, I think it was May 12th, was the very first Nick's Knacks. And here we are a year and a week, 2 years and about a week later. But we're bringing back the very first guest of Nick's Knacks, Rachel Slick.
This is so special to be here. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Thanks for being the first guest on Nick's Knacks.
Thank you. Thank
a lot has changed from that first episode. Everything, it wasn't scripted, but we're going to talk about this for this segment and this for that segment. And it's morphed over the years to just be very go with the flow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm here for the ride. I don't know what to expect.
I know. This is another thing of closing a loop.
Mm-hmm.
Just for now. But 2 years, I think pretty close to 100 episodes. I should probably go through and count because I know I've had some weeks off, over the holidays and some travel and stuff. So I think we're like within that, maybe 5 to 7 more episodes to get to 100.
Wow. That would be a fun celebration.
Yeah, that should
the
be a party episode. Of an episode.
Like 100 Day of School.
Yes.
Where you do 100, you make a bunch of 100 themed things.
Everybody
we could
dresses
do crafts
up
all day.
As 100-year-old
we
people.
We only have an
yes.
hour on the show.
So. We make it all day.
It is a radio show, so I don't know if we need costumes.
I think absolutely.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
We could be in costume stream. Right now. Nobody would know.
We actually are.
We might be.
Mm-hmm.
2 years. I can't... It's been so much fun. I had no idea. If you had asked me 5 years ago, Nick, would you have a radio show? I'd say, I don't know. Probably
I
not.
Don't know.
I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. And
right.
Now I have two.
Yeah. What's been your favorite Nick's Knacks memory from
oh,
the past
gosh.
2 years?
That's not even fair to ask.
I know, but it's of course I have to ask. It's your anniversary.
You know, one of the most fun Nick's Knacks episodes was having all the rodeo gals in last year.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Rodeo Colorado, and then the Lady in Waning, and then Miss Rodeo Utah and Iowa. Something like, I can't remember.
Some states.
Remember their names.
States that have rodeos.
But it was that was a lot of fun because I learned a lot about rodeo.
Mm.
And I have a much more appreciation for what they do. I mean, it's a very competitive. They have to be very intelligent and also athletes on a number of levels.
Right.
For it. So that was a really cool. I think I learned the most.
Right. That was like a stigma breaker episode. You think of Beauty Queen or even Rodeo Queen. But theirs is intense. They're smart ladies.
You know, and I do have to thank Rachel for it because I was doing the media interviews for the pageant where they had, I think, 6 or 7 contestants for Miss Rodeo Colorado, and I was like, what do I ask? And I wanted it to be a softball, so Rachel's like, why don't you ask them what kind of hairspray they use? And that was the one they all could answer easily to try to break up the nerves that they had on stage.
Mm.
So,
yeah, there were Star Wars questions. There were the obvious questions, like what brought you to the sport of rodeo? What's been your most proud moment? What's been your most challenging moment?
Mm.
And what kind of hairspray brand
it's
do you
good
recommend?
Good question.
Thank you.
Especially for them.
Yeah.
Like, they all knew.
Good ones.
And then by like the third or fourth one, I think Big Sexy was getting a lot of hits. So I was like, all right. So, you know, when I had the audience there for the interviews portion of it, it's like, I was keeping score. Is anyone else here keeping score? Because I'm keeping score. And like, who's going to win? Trying to get some, I didn't get any bets going there at the stampede.
Yeah.
But
what we really wanted was people to start chanting, big, sexy, big. It was make the news.
We were hoping.
Yes.
We were hoping.
Oh, yeah.
Rodeo pageantry in, or pageant in Colorado goes, I don't know.
Goes
big
and sexy.
There you go. Yeah. There's we're going to be writing the Tribune article this summer for the next round of the pageant.
Yes, and viewership really skyrocketed after that.
Yes, the listenership was very diverse for that program. But I think that was it's been a great 2 years. Mm-hmm. And, of course, a lot of that success goes to the man behind the glass, who's probably asleep right now, Micah Kilpatrick. He just came out of a zone. He was out.
Snaps for Micah.
Yeah. Snaps for Micah. We're giving Micah all the love. He's had two shows today, so he's just kind of worn down, kind of tired.
Yes, I am.
So we're just going to let Micah go back to sleep, and hopefully he's paying attention to the timer. Otherwise, this could be one of the longest
Nick
said.
Paying attention to the
what? The timer will be getting kicked out by the hour by people barging in on the door. But yeah, it's been a good time. I've had an assistant co-host for a little while.
I know. It's been almost a year. I started at the Phil on June 1st.
Wow.
Another anniversary.
I know. Coming up so soon. Gosh. So I've been here almost half the time.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Hard to imagine Nick's next without you.
Oh, thank you.
And pretty soon we're going to have to change the intro. Nick's next. And Alyssa.
Alyssa's
But it'll
next.
Be me trying to be that deep voice, you know. You're listening to Nick's next. And Alyssa.
Yeah.
No, it'll just be pretty good. It'll be high and squeaky like my voice. And Alyssa.
That would be good. You could do you could do it in an accent.
Mm. No.
Yeah.
Every week
you've been
change
practicing
the dialect.
Your accent.
I don't know if you would call it
life.
Practice or just I just do the things that I do.
If it's not practice, then it's super weird.
Yeah, that I'm practicing my accent.
Involuntary.
So that's exactly what I'm
you just
doing.
Burst into accent.
It was practice. It was about this time 2 years ago when we were all very intensely quarantining, right? And I had to ask myself what was weirder, not talking for days at a time or talking to myself all the time. Late afternoon would come around and I'd think, wow, I haven't spoken a single word out loud.
Wow.
Yeah, it got weird.
That's
weird
so
times.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I had a house of six people. So it was
the opposite.
Yeah, it was I need a moment to sit in my room and be alone.
What a stretch. I mean, it's been 2 years and 2 months since the world shut down.
Yeah.
And, well, it's hard to believe we're quote, out of it, unquote.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was a very, very different time 2 years ago. I wasn't even in my house yet.
Oh, true, true.
Yeah.
We were having forced fun via Zoom happy hours.
I know.
Which ended up being a lot of fun.
No, it's just some of the things I missed the most.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, during that, about a year or so, I felt more connected to my family than I had in a long time because we were all getting on Zoom and playing, I don't know, Yahtzee and, what was the game we were playing too? Jackbox. Jackbox games are always kind of
fun.
Versions of Cards Against Humanity that you can play online.
Oh, that's cool.
That was the most I've ever watched television, though. Because I busted through entire Mad Men series and Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. And that was a lot of TV watching, but also a lot of being outside and walking and cycling.
Yeah, there was a lot, because that was the only option, the only place you could go. I remember getting to know my neighborhood, going for walks. I had never really gone for walks before, and that was it. That was the only option.
And now I just love walking in my new neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like it's so interesting. I've recently been feeling like I was so glad to be out of the pandemic. And we're still, of course, in it. But, being able to be in the world. And now I'm kind of reminiscing on when I had time to just be home all the time. Now it's sometimes you don't get home until so late. Or
I feel and I was busy before COVID, and that made all of us slow down a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, it's going to be a good pace. Everyone's going to realize how valuable their time is for themselves, with their families. And I'm busier than I had been even before COVID. I don't know if it's kind of a catch-up thing or this is just how I thrive.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a compensatory, I haven't seen you in a while. We haven't been able to travel. So people are kind of squeezing in the weddings, the holiday get-togethers, the baby showers even after the baby is born.
Right.
Everybody's kind of compensating for the times that they could not travel or see each other.
If we're looking at RPMs of our lives or whatever, we're at a 5 or something, just go, 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 go. And then it screeches down to 0.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we're at a 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're still kind of there. Is that going to go back down to 5, or are people going to recognize? I mean, there's got to be a level of burnout coming soon because, of course, you had vacations planned, weddings planned, showers planned. So you're trying to cram that all in as soon as you can because you had it planned. You were looking forward to it. But is that now too much? Are we gonna dip back down below that 5,000 RPMs?
Mm.
I don't know. Is it going to be a year? Is it going to be 2 years? Are we just going to stay now at this new level that was even more intense than BC before COVID?
Right. Yeah, I think it's both like having stuff planned that you wanted to do, and I also feel like I can't miss anything now. Mm-hmm. Like if I get invited to something, I'm like, oh, but remember that like last thing I didn't go to, and then suddenly I couldn't go to anything for a year. So right, it's like it's right. so hard to be like, oh, I could just use a night at home, because like, okay,
there's guilt,
right? Yeah, yeah.
I think there are studies that are, I could not quote them, but I was in a meeting for my job last week, and they talked about how burnout is still there. It's not going anywhere. Just mm-hmm. because we have been able to get back at it, back socially, back professionally, with events, with people and places, the burnout is just less talked about. So mm-hmm. we were all kind of mutually suffering in that first shutdown, and it really normalized some things and allowed us to talk about it with each other. And now we're all still suffering with different things, but the world is trying to act normal.
Yeah.
So it's like a quieter, more insidious burnout.
We are, well, burnt. I mean, I'm sunburnt.
We're toasted.
Got a little toasted Friday at the golf tournament after I was peeling from a hike a week before. But it's great to be out in the sunshine.
2022, Nick rediscovers sunscreen.
Yes.
No, because in 2020, it was the year. I'm trying to rediscover sunshine. Wow. Yeah, I'm just getting fried. I'm just kind of pasty, though. And the sun makes me crispy.
I think May is the lesson, that the month that we learn the lesson. We all get burned in May, and then we remember that sun is real. We live in Colorado.
Oh,
and we
yeah.
have to protect ourselves.
I'm like an avid sunscreen user. I use it all year.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
I need to use it every day.
Mm-hmm. Today's
probably just for lotion, you know, just like get used to that. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for more Nick Snacks. We'll be back with Rachel Slick here after this break. Next, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA, proudly sponsored by 477 Distilling in downtown Greeley. Dangerously delicious cocktails. Actually, a few weeks ago, I was fortunate to participate in their spring menu, or summer menu, which has just been released last week. They have a few milkshake options, which are deadly to anyone's waistline around this time of year because they're so good. I mean, I think I had three in one day.
What kind?
This was an orange dreamsicle.
Whoa.
But they have a lemon drop milkshake, which is just, I think it might be better than the orange dreamsicle. Which shout out goes to Scott Magerflesh, co-host of The Nerd Show, who we did not have on this week. But he was the one who came up with the orange dreamsicle because it was the first like warm Saturday. And Micah, Scott and I for The Nerd Show were going to go see Batman that afternoon at the Crest in downtown. Ooh. And it was, you know, a nice warm sunny day. So we're like, let's get some milkshakes. But they were so good. It's like, well, let's get another milkshake. But I wanted a root beer one because they have a root barrel bourbon, which is really tasty. But I had instant regret and jealousy at Scott because he had the orange one and I tasted it. And I was like, well, that is so much better than mine. I'm a little disappointed.
Cocktail envy. That'll get you.
Yeah, that's why I just try to stick to my bourbon because, you know, I don't have to be envious of
trusty
everything else. But mm-hmm.
Build your bikini body at 477.
Yep.
Well, that's the anti. Well, you could do that with their like summer gin. I mean, it's less calories in a gin and tonic than there are, most other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm no specialist here, but, you know. Well, Micah wanted to talk, you know, on the last show about the season finale of the Greeley Philharmonic. And I figured, well, let's wait until Nick's next because Rachel also attended as one of her last hurrahs in Greeley before she moves to Orange County, the OC.
The OC. There's a TV show about that, I think.
Whoa.
There is.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is.
Haven't watched it. Maybe I should be studying.
No, I think it's a pretty dramatic and diabolical and
maybe not the life you're chasing in Orange County.
You don't know. Oh, maybe true. I need a change of pace from Greeley.
That's true, yeah.
That's your instruction manual for like, all right, well, here's what I got to do right when I get to the OC.
I'm looking at like 90s fashion for inspiration. Yeah, quick way to make friends.
Yeah, well, I mean, over there, it's everybody is trendy, I'm sure.
Very trendy.
So
very trendy.
In their own way.
Yes. So am I.
But a lot of them aren't Broncos fans, so forget them.
Yes. I don't even know if they do football over there.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I think Charger Stadium isn't too far.
Studying's
not going well. The Chargers and the Rams are over there. Plus, you have USC, UCLA. True. San Diego State and San Diego.
College
I mean, game. I'm sure there are some Stanford fans in Northern California. Well, I mean, you can travel.
Yeah, totally.
You have Northern California, you have Stanford.
The
and
Angels.
Cal.
The Angels are there. Baseball. Yep. I do enjoy baseball.
I remember that great documentary, Angels in the Outfield, from when I was a kid. That was not a documentary. That's something I like
movie.
To say about fictional films. When I was like, what's that? I'm like, hey, I saw this documentary about these wars in the stars. Like, wow, it was just fascinating. Nick, do you mean Star Wars? Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
You had me for a minute.
Yes.
I've never seen that movie, so I was like, what documentary?
Wow. Yep.
But yes,
wait, you've never seen Star Wars?
No. Angels in the Outfield.
Star
Wars.
I was going to say, because how did you get your internship? Isn't that the first question that Nick asks? Have you seen Star Wars?
No, it's like the third.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what is your name?
Not even how to spell it.
There is an exception to every rule, though. I've been friends with Nick for 3 years and haven't seen a single Star Wars movie.
Wow.
So
that is.
Don't be discouraged. It can be done.
I don't particularly like them. I've seen them.
Okay, now you're crossing a line.
I know.
So anyway, the GPO concert was a really poetic way for me to wrap up a lovely 5 years in Greeley, Colorado, because I told Nick this. I said I went to one the first fall that I was here, and I lived alone, and I really love going to live orchestral music performances by myself just to be reflective and kind of geek out by myself and not have to share the experience with anyone. So it was really cool to go to this most recent one at the movies and just kind of close the loop for myself and obviously support my friend Nick and enjoy an amazing show.
Oh, that's awesome. That's such a good way to like bookend your time
here. It was
beautiful.
Yeah.
This movie, that concert, it was called At the Movies, and it was just something our music director, Lowell, who's been on the show before, and can't wait for him to be back more often and really get to dig into his story, because that could be a Netflix series in itself of 6 or 7 seasons, and that's before I even joined the story, so we have at least a half a season there when I get added in, that mid-season, finale, but, it's classical music, orchestral music made famous by movies, so everything, it really, truly was recognizable of what was, performed on stage. And it was fantastic to see so many people there that aren't frequent concert goers. They were celebrating the Kentucky Derby. They were celebrating friends being in town from the OC as well. And just coming out because it was like, this is our end of the year celebration. It's going to be a fantastic concert. We had an incredible generous gift by Rob Miller to bring over 100 students from the Boys and Girls Clubs to the orchestra for a concert that was very family friendly. Mm-hmm. It was fully narrated, which was I had a blast with the script and writing it and connecting with Lowell, but just given the backstory of the piece of music or what this means, even I learned some things about music in movies we won't go into all those details. But
no,
it was
totally should.
Okay, we can absolutely go there.
One of the things I wrote down, Nick, and this is a cool part that I was trying to actively take notes as I was, in my introvert bubble watching this show, was the different types of music where you either hear it as the viewer of the movie and the character in the movie doesn't necessarily hear the same thing as you. So there was one piece that you shared, like, this is actually one of those rare times where the viewer of the movie shares the music with the person experiencing the scene. So that it just gave so much more meaning to every piece, and it gave the audience something to look for, to be engaged in, to remember, not just remember the movie that they watched, but remember the concert next time they watch the movie or next time they watch any movie.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. And one, I think it was the Flower Duet, which every,
oh my gosh,
Micah,
beautiful.
Can bring that one up from Lock Me for our exit music, maybe, or even the intro. It takes two soloists, two sopranos, and I promise you everyone has heard this piece of music at one point in their lives. But it's, I can't remember exactly which movie it was from, but this guy was kind of stalking his lady friend or this girl, and he was staring at her from a building across the street as she was in a ballet class. And, the music, it was by Leo Delibe, and the music was an award-winning score by the original composer, and if I remember the script correctly, why would you use that piece of music if the score is so darn good? Well, he was envisioning what the music was happening that she was dancing to in the ballet, which was a flower duet, and that's like kind of taking you out of the film to what he might be interpreting from what is being played, or maybe just faintly hears. So that's where we actually get to hear what the character hears. And that's not like, you know, the scores to Star Wars, because it's not like Vader knows what his theme is. I mean, I would love my theme to be like that everywhere I walk. Maybe not Vader's theme, but I mean, it's pretty bombastic and cool.
Same thing with Harry Potter. It's not like he, while he's, you gave the example, while he is dueling Voldemort, excuse me, while he's in an engaged battle with he who must not be named, but it's not like he hears the intense strings happening in the background. He's just doing his thing. So it's kind of a different way to look at movie scores.
One way I was networking a few weeks before this and trying to get people to come to the concert, but movie music is so important. It can either add so much or it can take away a little bit. I think it can add more than it can detract from a film or a TV show or a video game or whatever that is to tug out those extra emotions that you have. But if you've ever seen, there's a great clip, you know, you can go to YouTube and it's like, watch the ending of Star Wars without the music. You go through the throne room. This is the first one with Chewbacca, you know, them all getting the medal and Chewbacca's roaring and stuff. But you hear the raw footage of them in this giant studio and it's so awkward. You hear people coughing in the background. You hear some like, you hear the footsteps just clonking down, clonk, clonk, clonk. And it's, you know, you don't have to get the dun, da-da-ga-dun, da-da-ga-dun, dun, 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 you know, something that everyone recognizes with Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, you know, Peter Mayhew just yells, like it's Chewbacca, because they didn't overdub. He didn't actually make that sound. Mm-hmm. But it just makes you so uncomfortable not have the music you know and recognize. So seeing those parts of the movies that don't have all that extra there. And here we are. And we're just going to wrap with that.
Beautiful.
And be back to talk more here on Nick Snacks, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Listening to Nick Snacks and Alyssa.
Yeah.
Snacks on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA here in the Allo Communications studios, bringing fiber to a place near you. I don't know if they have a slogan.
That could be it.
That's a great one.
They do now.
No, adding more fiber in your life.
Oh,
yeah. People won't know if that's for internet or for a diet. Their office is just a block away. I was doing my morning walk today, and both Shelby, who's been on the show, came out. We completed another walk, and then Tom, a really nice guy. He is a new addition to Allo, and we were talking raised garden beds this morning, and because I ran into he and his wife Lori at Lowe's this weekend, and of course they didn't have what I wanted, but that's right. It's planting season.
Yeah,
good time to garden and get out there. It's going to be a nice, relaxing Saturday, but you know I still got some good stuff done.
That's good. What are you gardening?
I don't know. We'll get to that later on. I was just, I am a terrible gardener. I do my best. You know, I just, you know, last year everything was in pots and everything died. I think I maybe had one cherry tomato that I think was a Roma tomato, but ended up being the size of a cherry tomato.
Mm.
So I'm hoping for a more successful year and more consistency.
Bountiful harvest.
To make it more successful than last year, you need two cherry tomatoes.
You know, I spent $40 for an 8-cent tomato.
You can go to the store and get cherry tomatoes and... There you go. That's successful.
I don't know. There's just something about
making it.
Hands in the dirt.
Yeah. Taking care of something, watching it grow, you know, singing to it every now and again to, you know, try to elicit more growth.
Or you can just pay somebody. The end.
No, I'm starting to do that for other things like yard work. Not necessarily the yard work, but aeration and seeding and overseeding and fertilizing. I mean, my yard is probably the talk of the block because it looks terrible. But. I'm working on it.
He's been asked to leave.
I've been evicted by the HOA. No, I've seen some other yards in the neighborhood, and mine is not the worst for wear.
That's good.
But it definitely needs some TLC.
Mm. Makes sense.
It's really weird. You don't seem to have time to like maintain a yard. Are you busy or?
No, this is all I do.
Oh, okay.
An hour a week. This is all that you know.
This is his yard. That's all he's got.
I just look around. I don't do anything. I just all the other the time. Yep. That's, you know, where I'm at level 7, level 10.
Level 10. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Did you realize today is World Baking Day?
Yeah, you reminded me of that yesterday.
Oh.
And every day can be World Baking Day. It doesn't just have to be confined to one
really
day.
I'm really excited about it.
Are you baking, Alyssa?
I don't know. I don't know yet. I haven't made a plan, but okay. I feel like I should.
And I was going to look this up and know that we don't actually do this live, Alyssa. That was rule number one.
Darn.
Is you're, all right, shunned. Back to the shunning.
So far. I made it to the...
Yeah, like 3 weeks.
I know.
Maybe even more.
Well, we had a break, too.
We did have a little bit of a break.
But. That helps. Yep.
So, Rachel, when you first were on Nick Snacks, you were working at North Range Behavior Health and have had a couple of different opportunities that popped up since then, working at UC Health and starting a program there.
Yes, piloting. So it wasn't my idea, but I got to execute it, which was an honor. We integrated behavioral health, which includes mental health and substance use treatment, integrated into primary care settings. So I was Greeley Medical Center's first behavioral health therapist at the internal medicine and family medicine departments here in Greeley.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. It was very cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was very busy. It was very busy. But I think it just shows that if I can't call it a silver lining because COVID has been and is still troubling in a lot of ways. But if one positive thing did come out of it in my realm of work anyway, it's that it normalized people seeking behavioral health services.
Yeah.
So
what do you think made that happen? The more time they had to themselves, realizing how maybe bad off they were during that time of isolation?
Absolutely. I think there's a combination. I don't have total like research backed, but we have hypotheses across the field. So one thought is improved access to care because a lot of the world was virtual. So you could finally use virtual platforms for therapy. If you didn't have access to a car, that was no longer a barrier to care. You could still get in and see someone. Another thought is everybody was universally struggling, which is totally sad and also normalizing, right? So before COVID, you know, and still in a lot of ways, we have a stigma behind seeking mental health therapy. You have to be crazy to go see a therapist is a belief that a lot of people hold. And during COVID, it was more like, well, we're all kind of struggling. So I'm not crazy. I'm not different. I'm just like everyone else. And I should go talk to someone.
Have people kept that going since COVID?
Yes. For the most part, service utilization has been higher just steadily since 2020. A couple of things have gotten in the way of that, like employer benefits were really surged during that time. Hey, our employees need help. We're going to pay for therapy. And in the last 6 months, employers started to think, okay, I think we're in the clear with this COVID stuff. So they started scaling back their benefits. And there's a lot of research being done that indicates we should continue those benefits and keep our employees healthy and happy and extend them to our families and our dependents. And so, yes and no.
Are there companies out there, because now you're with the Headspace,
yes,
an app. Help us to understand what that is.
Yeah, Headspace is a meditation app. It was founded by an actual Tibetan monk and his business partner. They were buddies, and they kind of put this together years ago, but now they've merged with a therapy providing company as well. So Headspace is now Headspace Health, and we offer online therapy as well as guided meditations to help everybody be kind to their mind.
Wow. Ooh, I like
that's
cool.
A great tagline.
Yes. It's a very cool program. So we do offer therapy, and with or without therapy, anyone can download and access the Headspace app. Speaking of employers, a lot of folks do purchase Headspace memberships for their employees. It's a really cool option to encourage your employees to take care of their health and their family's health. But yeah, it's a cool opportunity. Again, bringing therapy to people. I can serve people across the country from my home, and they are in their home. It's a very cool program.
That's awesome. UNC did a partnership with Headspace a while ago. I think it was before it did this and like during the pandemic, and it was so helpful.
Yeah.
Just to even have like guided noise or like if you're having trouble sleeping, that's what I used it for the most.
Yes.
And it's so nice. It's
cool.
So peaceful.
Cool.
As because this is a fairly – is it a large company? Is it –
Yeah,
international.
It is international. Yep. I can't tell you numbers because I just started there about 2.5 months ago. I'm still kind of getting my bearings as a clinician, as a therapy provider. But yeah, we're growing, scaling always. It's tech. So I moved from in-person clinic work with UC Health to the tech world, and it was a big change. But things move really quickly. They're always assessing and making changes, and piloting, taking surveys, gathering data, and making sure we're serving our members the best way we can.
One thing that I like to nerd out about is Star Wars, of course. And one of, not your individual clients, but Headspace's clients is none other than Lucasfilm.
Yes, it was a very cool partnership that they announced on none other than May the 4th. And yeah, we had one of those, what are they called? The chat things where you can pay a celebrity to give you a shout out.
Oh, like cameo.
Yes, it was a cameo with the Chewbacca person, Nick. Name?
Chewbacca.
No, it was the actor.
Oh,
Chewbacca person.
Peter Mayhew, but he's long gone.
Oh, okay. The newer one, the living one.
I don't know who that is. I think it kind of determines who. Well, that was a swing and a miss.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea. May he rest in peace. Anyway, Chewbacca joined one of our Zoom webinars and was making all his noises. And they partnered so that we could create Star Wars content on the Headspace platform. So
cool.
I said, I don't know if that means I'm going to have Stormtrooper clients or if Chewbacca is going to be leading a meditation, but that doesn't seem super therapeutic.
I mean, what a way. Okay, now we're going to just have some ideas. And this is, you heard it first on Nick's Knack, so patent pending. A nerd-themed therapy. So, what if Star Wars fans who are afraid of going to therapy want to just be in a guided meditation center with Yoda?
Yes.
Clear your mind, you will.
You heard it here first, folks. Yeah. Fantastic. No, absolutely.
I can do a little bit of voice work for it to start, but I think there might be some licensing issues
before
that happens. Okay,
we'll talk contracts later.
But I mean, I don't know. For Star Trek fans, would they want to have a Jean-Luc Picard sit there and therapize with them? Actually,
or Spock saying, live long and prosper.
There's a show called Upload that I just finished. Very, very, it was fascinating, actually, we'll talk about that in the next break. I didn't know the orchestra was going to be playing me off. Actually, that happens fairly often in my position. Stay tuned for more Nick's Knacks. We'll be back after this break.
Clear your mind, you will.
Welcome back to Nick's Knacks, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA, or wherever you're listening to your podcast. Spotify is really the only one I remember. Is it Blueberry? Burberry.
Apple Music?
Apple Music, that could work too.
Yep.
Sticker? Flickr.
I don't think Burberry is doing our podcast, unfortunately.
Alexa, where do I get podcasts?
And then we're going to hear an Alexa in this studio.
Alexa, what is a podcast?
I mean, listening live is the best, but I've been enjoying a lot of podcasts more and more. Actually, one recommendation by Rachel has been my new drive to work, which has been really cool. It's called the Secular Buddhism.
Absolutely. It is exactly what it sounds like. Very secular in nature. It talks about Buddhist concepts without pressure to implement or turn into anything. Label yourself. He says you can use these concepts not necessarily if you want to be a better Buddhist, but to become a better whatever you already are.
And for this, a human.
Yeah.
And I wish more people shared that kind of, desire for growth. But as we were talking about, I told Rachel when you were walking over here, what are we going to talk about? I don't know, because it used to be scripted. And now we're just talking to podcasts. And Micah said podcasts, so that just triggered what I'm currently listening to. And now I lost where we were going, so we can just circle back to wherever we were.
Personal growth. We could also talk about, I remembered playing that Star Wars theme, excuse me, when we had to piece together a Star Wars medley for the wedding I was playing piano in.
Yes.
That was a project. So for some context, and then we can let Nick talk about how he attempted to save the day, but it was pretty much saved. But anyway, a high school friend of mine was getting married, and her professional musician backed out last minute because she signed a label and was going to be touring London.
Wow.
So that'll interfere, with your plans here, stateside.
Hard to be angry with that.
Right. Yeah, can't hold a grudge there.
Can you tell them the wait on that?
We have a wedding. She calls me, and I haven't talked to this friend. No grudge, no hard feelings, just grew apart after high school. And she said, you play the piano, right? Could you play my wedding? And it was 2 months away. And I thought, yeah, I play the piano alone in my apartment on a, maybe 60-key keyboard. It's not even a full full keyboard. So I said, send me the music and I'll do my best. And I will be honest with you, if I don't think I can put it together, because it's your wedding and you deserve the best music. And it turns out one of them was a Star Wars medley, and it was on YouTube, and it was just a musician that pieced it together himself. There was no sheet music for it. And I did not know that until the week before the wedding. And I had to kind of piece together the medley of these Star Wars themes with maybe – it might have been 2 weeks, because Nick and I took a couple days to work. I said, Nick, you have a music brain and you're a Star Wars nerd and I need your help because I have never seen the movies. So it was an adventure.
Oh, geez. Yeah, mm-hmm. And you've never even seen them.
Yeah. Couldn't even fake it till I made it.
A lot of copying and pasting and trying to find the sheet music and just pages everywhere. It's like, okay, we can hold this here and get a chord and kind of try to have this work in a little bit. And
it was tough.
You killed it.
We literally copied and pasted. Like, there was tape and scissors involved. Not just the computer version of cut and paste, but actually cutting with scissors and pasting horizontal and vertical pieces of music together. And it was intense. But turns out you work well under a deadline, so...
Yeah, did it turn out well?
It did. It was actually really cool. I think I kept it rudimentary. It wasn't the most advanced piano piece, but I wanted to make sure I could just perform it, you know? Mm-hmm. And she actually walked into a very, like, delicate piano version of that Star Wars theme. Her dad gave her away. And the best part is that her husband did not know, and he was the Star Wars fan. So we got to surprise John, and it was really cool.
That's so sweet. Oh, that's awesome.
I think if I ever get married, it'll be... R2-D2 being my ring bearer.
Well, I have a song I can play for you. So
now that I know you got this under your belt, when I have 2 weeks left before my wedding, I was, hey, Rachel, you got that down right
still. The Star Wars medley. Have you practiced that in the last year or two? I think I have it memorized. I trained so hard for that. That was terrifying.
And well, we have a piano here.
Yeah, it's not in my brain anymore. I lied.
He's going to snip that too. Yep. I lied. Right there. And it's, well, because you're not a musician. I mean, you are, for fun.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't mean that to be insulting. All right, Alyssa, you didn't have to just, you know.
Nope. I'm sorry.
Not even close.
That was a bold statement.
But you're a saxophone player in high school, and you probably would have slayed it in music school had you chosen that path. But I think we were talking at one point when you were taking this gig, because of how stressful it was and all that pressure. Like, for a lot of musicians, sadly, when they don't continue to play, you know, you kind of lose that. But when it becomes your career, it becomes your job, it's not easy. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that aren't easy out there, but, you know, especially with music. And if you love doing that, I'm, one, so glad you still play. Heck, we had a Christmas party and you were busting out some Christmas chops. We're all just singing at my house and some carols, and Shane's just sitting there kind of like, stunned. What is happening right now? It's like a musical just broke out. And
totally stunned.
But to be able to enjoy that and not having that kind of be your career and your everyday thing, because that's just, so much pressure to weigh down.
Absolutely. I don't know how I had that foresight. I think I was telling you, when I was 17 choosing a major, I thought, I'm supposed to study music and do something with it, because that was my whole upbringing. And then I thought, well, music is really powerful as an escape, as a coping strategy for me. And if I made it my job, then I would have to do it. I would not be able to look forward to it or rely on it as a way out. And, 10-some years later, I am glad that I chose a different path, because now after a tough day or any day, I can, like, totally escape and press pause and get out of that world.
I grew up, I took a little bit of piano lessons, but I never stuck with it. And to get my degrees in music, you had to play piano. But it was, my hands do not work well together. I can do choir warm-ups and that's about it. Just, I was a trumpet player. I can push down 3 valves and, blow a lot of air out of my mouth into a tiny little mouthpiece, into a small horn rat, just angle it and stuff.
Yeah.
But piano was never it. So I've always admired just like a piano player who can just sit down and play and coordinate, and especially those who can read chords. Like, again, that's just, I was a jazz musician, but, sheet music, and I was never the soloist. I could never hear those things going. I'm like, well, so I applaud you and your skills for busting out a wedding piece. And
yeah, no kidding. I applaud my parents for making sure that I continued practicing. I took 10 years of lessons from age 6 to 16. And those were formative brain development years. And I'm sure there were days that I resisted, but I've heard so much as an adult from peers and people older than me man, I wish I would have stuck with it. I took lessons as a kid. Mm-hmm. I hated it. I quit. And shout out to mom and dad because they didn't let me. I don't think I ever wanted to quit. I think music was very fun for me. But of course, there's times as an 8-year-old you'd rather be running around in the neighborhood at night in the summer, not practicing whatever Mozart piece I was competing in. But
when you had a published paper at the time, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was a prodigy. Totally.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, my newspaper.
Yes.
Nick.
Yes.
It was called Scoop Slick. Trademark.
That's awesome.
Wrote about the happenings in her neighborhood.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was a busy little kid. Yeah, sure was. Neighborhood newspaper. I had a mailing list. I charged people because I paid for printing at the UPS store. So
wow.
Wholesome. Yeah.
That's so cool.
There were ducks born that I followed. There were softball games that I reported on. And it was cool.
Wow.
It was pretty cool.
I've never heard of somebody having that as like a childhood hobby. That's so cool.
My parents found some and they showed me the last time I saw them. And it was, I mean, hilarious, but just endearing. There was this one activity I did where I'd have neighbors submit old photos of themselves as kids and I would scan them in because we had a scanner. I don't want to brag. This was the early 2000s. I'd scan them in and hey, have a guess who. And then the answers were in the next week's issue. Total cliffhanger.
Wow.
So they had to buy the next issue if they were going to get that.
And I even had some comments about like paying dues. You know, there were a couple people that were overdue on their quarter or two quarter fees. And I even said, I don't love charging people. I was already kind of a pushover. Look at that. I don't love charging people, but it really perpetuates. It makes sure the newspaper can keep going. And, you know, I really need to be able to keep printing these papers.
People
That's
needed
awesome.
To follow Please up pay. On the ducklings and the softball games. Mm. I mean, how else are you going to know about what's happening in your hood?
On Skyview Trail in Roscoe, Illinois.
Wow. And that's not still happening. I'm sure no one took up the legacy.
No, the newspaper stopped, but the neighbors are all still close. They hang out. They come visit their kids who are now scattered all over the country. It was like a dream place to grow up.
Well, we look forward to that reunion moment when you write that 20th edition reunion of the paper. But this has been Rachel Slick, an LCSW licensed clinical social worker.
You got it.
Oh, I still remember that.
Yep.
The very first guest of Nick Snacks, and we wish her well as she makes her way to California and hopes she'll be back to visit us sometime soon. This has been Nick Snacks on 103.1 and 1310. Tune in next week for an all-new episode. And that's our cutoff.